What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, teaching only the fastest and most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about how to overcome imposter syndrome. Not only that, but we are going to destroy imposter syndrome, my friends. I am going to give you what I consider the four agreements to overcoming imposter syndrome. If you're not familiar with the book, The Four Agreements, that's essentially where I got this title from. So The Four Agreements is subtitled A Practical Guide to Personal Freedom. Essentially, it's these four things that if you agree with them, will essentially free you from negative thoughts that you might have about how others think about you or how you think about yourself. And for me, that's really like my type of information. I love just like, here's a logical reason of why you shouldn't care about what people think about you. And this book really hit home for me. And it reminded me a little bit of imposter syndrome because it really is addressing that same thing of not worrying about what others think about us. And also what we think about ourselves. It mostly just comes down to having ourselves doubts. And, you know, we got to be able to overcome them as content creators and as business owners in order to pursue our ideas with confidence. In entrepreneurship, we really are just having our own ideas and businesses that we think the world would want, and we are acting on them. So if we don't act upon them with confidence, we're going to be questioning ourselves at every step of the way. We're going to be thinking, should I even be doing this? Is this worth my time? And all of those thoughts sound a lot like not working on your business. Any thought that you're having in your business that is not helping you produce results or help you take action is hurting you because it's just taking away from what you could be doing. So imposter syndrome is just one of those things that as long as it's in our head, if it's winning, if it's constantly nagging us, saying, hey, I don't think you're good enough to do this. Why are you doing this? There's so many people that are more qualified than you to do this. Someone's going to call you out. You're going to get haters out there. That's essentially what imposter syndrome looks like. Just to look at a more professional definition too, here's imposter syndrome definition on Wikipedia. It says, is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their skills, talents, or accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud. But recently I came to a higher understanding of imposter syndrome too, because I've been on Clubhouse a lot and I've heard a lot of people asking about imposter syndrome, and there's been a lot of new perspective that I've gained on it, and I wanted to put them together in this piece of content for you. So if you are ready to be more confident in the content that you are producing, to be more focused on your business and less focused about, should I quit? Should I even be doing this? If you want to get rid of those thoughts, then listen up. This is going to be a great episode for you. So just to give you a little perspective of what the four agreements are, just so you can kind of see the style of the content that I'll be delivering today, the four agreements are: one, be impeccable with your word, mostly meaning, you know, anything that you say, make sure you stick to it. Two, don't take anything personally. Three, don't make assumptions. And four, always do your best. You guys have probably heard, don't take anything personally in other light before, don't make assumptions. That's a commonly preached tip. And then always do your best. Of course, you've heard it, but there's something about the way that this book is delivered and that these four things all taught at the same time in combination with each other is just extremely powerful. So I can't recommend the four agreements more, but that's just to give you a little bit perspective before I go into my four agreements to overcoming imposter syndrome. So the first agreement is only teach your truths. At the root of imposter syndrome is someone thinking that they are teaching topics that they're not qualified to teach on. So to get rid of imposter syndrome, don't teach topics that you're not qualified to teach on. Just know that when you are going out there and teaching people, you are speaking from your own perspective. You are speaking from your own experience, backed up with your own stories and your own numbers. So when you're teaching things, how can they even be questioned when you are just teaching what has actually played out for you? So of course you want to be at a certain level in your business or in whatever hobby or anything that you're teaching. You want to be at a certain level before you start teaching it, of course, but even people who are like intermediate can easily teach what is true to them to people who are behind them. So just first accept that you're only going to teach your truths. To give you an example, the other day I was in a clubhouse room on Saturday morning and someone asked a question about podcast editing. And there's like five other moderators up there. And if you know how Clubhouse works, basically someone asks a question and then all the moderators take a crack at it. And out of like the five moderators, like four of them answered very similarly to each other. Someone asked, how do you edit your podcast more efficiently? And how do you hire that out? What does that process look like? And four of them all answered very similarly and said they record it, they send it over to an assistant, an assistant doctors it up, they publish it, they write the show notes, they do all that other stuff. And ideally, you know, on paper, that sounds amazing. That sounds great to record your podcast, send it off, and then just be done with it. For me personally, I wanted to be able to just teach that tip. But that would not be speaking my truth because in all honesty, I still edit my podcast and I have a lot of reasons for why I do so. And someone could argue with it. And the thing is that doesn't matter because they're teaching their truth and I'm teaching my truth. The fact that I was teaching a perspective that was different than all the other moderators on stage didn't mean that I was wrong because I was teaching what I'm actually doing. And I'm in a room called How to Grow Your Podcast at that point. And a lot of the other people in the room, they have phenomenal podcasts, but I also have a bigger podcast than some of the other moderators up there. So is there validity to what I'm saying? Yes, there is. And part of the reason why is because a lot of the other moderators, they have families, they have day jobs, they have other things going on, and they don't really have ADHD like I do. So there's just certain things that are different, right? Like there's certain things with our lifestyle and our skill sets and our personalities that not every tip that you hear from someone is just like the end all tip for everyone to know, right? And just as similarly, when people are getting taught information out there and they're not hearing the information and the perspective that you would bring, there are some people who would learn better from your perspective than the other perspectives they're getting out there. So I go up there when I'm in a clubhouse room or when I'm teaching anything, I'm not going to answer a question the same way everyone else does just because the answer makes sense and it sounds nice. I'm going to answer in the way that's true to my situation and based off of my experience because that is the only thing that is true to me and the only way that I'm not being an imposter. The second agreement that you want to make in order to overcome imposter syndrome is you don't want to be the smartest person in the room anyways. So imposter syndrome, again, going back, is thinking that you're not qualified to speak. And when you think about the sayings, you don't want to be the dumbest person in the room, or, you know, there's a lot of sayings that are around that. Like it's when you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room, or when you're the dumbest person, you're in the right room. There's some kind of phrase about that, but it's totally true. And the thing is it's very hard for that phrase for us to agree with that. And to also agree with imposter syndrome, because if you are the dumbest person in the room, you are naturally going to feel like an imposter whenever you speak, right? If you're trying to give value in a room with people that, like, if you're a brand new entrepreneur and you're in a room with all these seven-figure earners, you're going to feel weird giving any kind of advice. And you probably won't even give any advice in that case, which is fine because you're only speaking your truths. But there's something about that is a good room to be in. So realize that when imposter syndrome comes up, it's usually because we're surrounding ourselves with people who are smarter than us. For instance, going back to that clubhouse room, in that particular room on that day, I had less followers than any of the other moderators up there. It would have been very easy for me to say, I have way less followers, I'm not as credible, why should I even speak? And to a point, I will say, because there's so many professionals around me right here, if there's a question that gets asked that I know one of them is better at answering it than me, then I'm going to let them answer it. Okay. I'm not one of these people who's on Clubhouse or in any kind of coaching situation where there's like a panel of coaches And I'm not just trying to steal the show and give my answer every time. If I've got a good answer, I'm going to give it. If I don't, I'm just going to let whoever else take it. And that's also part of imposter syndrome, is just knowing when you're the professional or not. And I feel like on Clubhouse especially, there's a lot of coaches that maybe they're just doing it to gain followers or because they want the mic. But a lot of times the answer will be given properly and they'll just answer and they'll say the exact same thing, or they'll answer and not really know what they're talking about. And it seems like, you know, you could have let one of the other moderators take that question, but you just kind of wanted to answer for whatever reason. So that's another part of it, is I'm just acknowledging if I'm in a room full of all these other smart people, that's great, because why would I want to be in a Clubhouse room where I have the most followers? I'm not going to gain a lot of followers. If I'm the biggest one, I'm going to gain more followers when I'm in a room with all of these other moderators that are bigger followings than me. So the position that I want to be in is also the position that is likely to cause imposter syndrome. So realize that when you're feeling imposter syndrome, there's a good chance that it's telling you that you're actually in a good spot. So another part to imposter syndrome is knowing that you probably won't escape it. You'll just get better at dealing with it. But as you're leveling up and putting yourself in more difficult situations, it is more likely to creep up. So I'm opening for Tony Robbins. It's very easy for me to think, oh man, why am I even speaking here? All they want to do is just wait until I get done so they can listen to Tony. I can have those kind of thoughts, or I can think, this is pretty awesome. I'm opening up for Tony Robbins. This is my time to shine. I'm not here trying to teach things that Tony's going to teach and try to beat him to what he's teaching. I'm here to teach what I know. So why would I feel imposter syndrome when I'm only speaking what has been true for me based off of my experience, and I'm staying in my lane and staying to my true expertise? The third agreement is that you're going to welcome all feedback. And this is probably the scariest thing for people to get used to, because negative comments, the fear of what if someone comments something negative on my post, or they question whether I'm a professional or not, question whether I know what I'm talking about, say something that is personal and really affects me. Those negative comments keep so many people away from even starting on social media. Most people don't even get past that. Even people who have been on social media for a while and they're starting to grow, they still have that fear of, when am I going to get my first hater? And what I can tell you guys is there's nothing that takes away the fear of negative comments more so than getting a negative comment. Sounds weird, right? There's nothing that takes away the fear of negative comments more so than getting a negative comment. What I mean by that is when you get a negative comment, it usually doesn't make any sense, or it's spelled wrong, or it's from someone with zero posts and zero followers and their username is user285732, and it doesn't affect you nearly as much as you're going to think once you actually get them. Let me show you on my screen here. I've been getting a lot of negative comments recently on my YouTube videos because I've made some rather bearish crypto videos. And by the way, I've been pretty damn right about my crypto crash call so far, especially in the last hour. It's fallen another like 5 to 10%. That's besides the point though. But when I first came out with these crypto videos, it is not what people wanted to hear. I was early to being one to say that crypto was about to crash. And even the first couple days after I put out my video, crypto went up. I came out with my video about why crypto is going to crash. Over the next about 5 days, it climbed to a new all-time high. I was getting so many negative comments about how I was stupid and I guessed it wrong. And now I look pretty right. But the thing is I had to deal with a few days of looking totally wrong. Now, what I will say is I wasn't coming out with this content to be controversial. I was coming out with this content because I was very certain about it. And now watching it crash, it does kind of suck because I want crypto to keep going up. But there's also a little bit of me that's like, this is kind of cool how I was able to call it, right? But I was very firm in my standpoint. I knew that even when I get negative comments, that's not going to change my opinion. And even more so, when I got negative comments, and I'm going to show you what some of these negative comments are, or at least read them to you if you're listening to the podcast, you will probably see what I mean by these didn't really affect me nearly as much as I thought. So every once in a while I'll get, you are funny. I love that. Okay. So thank you very much. But this is a very harsh review that I did of this company. Actually, let me show you, let me go into this one. I think this one's got even more negative. So I've got 32 likes and 68 dislikes on this video. And by the way, dislikes help videos trend. So great. And on this one, I have 25 likes and 78 dislikes. So let me go into that one because I have even worse reviews over here. So let me just try to find some of the more negative reviews. So here's someone that said, how can I believe this insight if you have 256 subscribers? I could say, oh no, I only have 256 subscribers. Or I could say, well, how the hell am I supposed to get to 257 without hitting 256 first? So why would I let that comment bug me, right? Once you get the negative comment, it's a lot easier to start processing what it actually is because that doesn't actually affect me. Let's see what else we got here. This guy said, anyone can make videos, I suppose, but your iOS network video is so far off the mark, it's ridiculous. The community will be informed as a result of watching your trashy, opinionated review. Thanks for the shallow dive into this project. And if you can't tell, I'm just like slowly smiling as I think about it. And I did reply to him. He replied to me. I haven't read it yet. All right. So then I said, I can certainly come out with a more thorough review. It would be another 10 to 15 minutes of purely negative feedback because I stuck to my guns. I'm not like going to be like, I'm sorry, right? Like I'm not coming out with content that I'm willing to like cave when people give me negative opinions that aren't based off of, you know, things that I agree with, right? I'm not saying like, oh, no matter what you say, I'll never change my opinion. But I'm saying if people hit me with opinions that don't make sense, I'm not going to just change my opinion to be a people pleaser, right? So it's clearly a long-term plan. You thought you could day trade it like a boss. Why would anyone listen to you? In 6 months, you'll probably bang. The main thing it says, why would anyone listen to you? This shallow dive into this project, whatever. I don't care because negative reviews count the same in the algorithm. This guy said he didn't make any money. He bought the top and sold the bottom and now he's butthurt. LOL, fucking moron. Now, if he would have watched my video, he would have known that I didn't buy the top and sell the bottom on this coin. I got 108% gains on it, and then I sold it because I thought the project was crap. All I had to reply is, actually, if you watched the video, I made 108% gains, then sold because I realized their D-Shot product is really behind. Why would I be worried about this guy calling me an effing moron and buying the top and sold the bottom when I didn't even do that? Like, he didn't even watch the videos. A bunch of these haters will just come in and comment on your title. This person said, LOL, dude, good thing you have only 200 subs. Keep at it. One day you'll get to zero. And he got 9 likes too, but I don't care. It was just funny, right? Because I can just be like, okay, cool. Well, who is this dude? And I go over to his account and he's got 0 videos and nothing going on. All right. And he doesn't even have a profile picture. Why would I be bugged by this person's opinion of me? On top of that, why would I not want him to provide it on the video? If I'm not going to be bugged by his opinion, it only helps the video. And my videos on here, when I go through my whole channel, unfortunately, but also fortunately, the ones that actually have a ton of views are these negative crypto videos. And these crypto videos have way more dislikes than they have likes. Yet all of my other videos that mostly have 100% likes, because who's gonna dislike a video where I'm talking about hashtag strategy, have way less views overall. And this was a big game changer for me to be able to put out this negative content, because when I first saw 7 dislikes come in, when I first put out like one of these videos and I got 7 dislikes in the first hour, it like affected me. And then as I started getting more and more negative comments, and I realized a lot of the negative comments I was actually able to give logical responses to as to why I thought they were invalid, it made it so I wasn't really caring about the negative comments, but really welcoming them, because I'm seeing my videos get more and more views the more comments that I get. And every negative comment is just another person that's just you know, speaking their truth. So I'm not bugged by them speaking their truth when I'm speaking my truth. Neither of us are imposters. We're both just people communicating our opinions. So you don't really need to be this amazing expert to do well in life. And that's the thing. You don't have to be like the number one person in the world to do well in life. I'm probably not the best person in the world to be giving an Instagram marketing podcast. However, I'm one of the few people in the world who's willing to do an Instagram marketing podcast and show up every week to put it out. And I've been doing so for over 2 years. So most people aren't willing to do something nearly as long as I am. And whether or not they are better than me or not, I know I can beat them on mentality, drive, commitment, all of those other things, work ethic, that I can win there. So it's not about being the most qualified person. It's about being a qualified person who is willing to do it. If you want to put out a YouTube channel or Instagram about how to make candles, you don't need to be the best candle maker in the world. You need to be someone who is good enough to teach people who are behind you, then teach people who are behind you, because people who are ahead of you will recognize where you're at and won't bug you. The only people that will criticize you are people that are behind you that don't necessarily agree with your truths. They are just agreeing with their own truths, and it's just fine to disagree with people. Largely, overcoming imposter syndrome is realizing that even if someone does agree with you, you're not going to care. So that's why my third agreement is welcome all feedback. My fourth agreement is that it's okay to be wrong. If these crypto videos, if I wasn't right now, if all of them took off, I wouldn't be caring, because I came out with it because I was very firm about my opinions on these. Like I told you, I wasn't doing this just to be clickbaity. I was doing this because the things that I discovered about certain crypto projects really bugged me, and I had to get the news out. For instance, this project right here, the why I sold all of my Origin protocol, this video is me saying how I bought Origin Protocol at 82 cents, how I sold it at $1.71. And you know what happened is 3 days later, it was at $3. The amount of negative comments that I get saying, you got wrecked, you're an idiot, this thing's going to be at $5 next week, when it went to $3, was ridiculous. And part of the reason why is that they had some big news story that really helped the price. I didn't know that was going to come out. Otherwise, I would have waited a few days to sell as well. And then now the price of this project is way lower, okay? It's way lower than what I sold it at too, at least at the time of this recording. But I had to be okay with being wrong in order to put out this content. And the amount of people who come out with videos about how a stock is going to 10x and then it doesn't 10x is crazy, right? The amount of people who are wrong about plenty of things out there is fine. It's just okay to be wrong with things. Everyone is wrong about things sometimes. And if you think about, hey, I only want to put out content that I know is 100% going to be correct, it's going to stop you from putting out the level of content that you need to. And here's the thing. If I ever come out with a hashtag strategy and then later find out it's wrong, I'm not going to care. I'm going to come out with a video that says, I was wrong before. Don't listen to this video. Don't listen to this episode. This part was right, but this part I found out I was dead wrong. Are you guys going to respect me less if I come out with a video? Well, comment down below. If you're listening to the podcast, you can go over to YouTube, which is linked below, and you can leave a comment. If I came out with a video that was, here's why my previous hashtag strategy was actually wrong, or it no longer pertains to the new algorithm, here's what you actually should do. Is that going to make you lose credibility in me, or is that going to gain trust because you know that you're listening to someone who is willing to admit their mistakes? Why would you want to listen to anyone who is not willing to admit when they're wrong or to change their opinion when presented with new information? So that is the thing there with imposter syndrome. If you're going to be wrong, that's fine, as long as you are willing to come out and say that you were wrong and give that new information. So I hope that helps you interpret it differently, because even if you are wrong, even if you put out content that, oh, it turns out you were a fraud, you're actually only a fraud if you stick to that, you try to scam people off of making money off of completely false lies, and I would think that pretty much none of you listening to this podcast are actual scammers out there trying to create Instagram accounts to just scam people, trying to be a fake coach with rented Lambos, telling people why you got all the information in the world and why they should buy your program. And once they do, it's complete dog shit, but you don't care because you're already on a one-way trip to Thailand and you're never coming back. I know most of you aren't trying to do that. So why are you grouping yourselves into the category of people who are? Why are you grouping yourself as this imposter when you are out there speaking your truth, teaching only what you're experienced in? You are teaching people who are essentially you a couple years ago. So could you teach yourself a couple years ago a few good lessons? Then why do you feel like an imposter for doing so? That's what's really happening when you're putting out content online. It is finding people who are behind you and are loving to learn it. And you are going to have an amazing personal growth experience just from putting out content. And if you just think about, I just want to get better every single week and I'm going to put out better and better content and I'm only in a race with myself, why would you even feel like an imposter when you are just running your own race and speaking your own truths from your own experience? If you can agree with these four statements, make sure you smash that like button and subscribe whether you are on YouTube or listening to the podcast. I really appreciate it. Also, don't forget that until the end of May, I'm giving away two of my courses for $15. You can get my Insta Accelerator course where you will build your Instagram from the ground up, or you will upgrade your Instagram from the ground up. You will perfect your content strategy, get more reach. You will improve your engagement. You will improve your follower conversion ratio. And then in the Map to Monetization course that you also get, I will teach you my top 5 social media sales strategies so that you can begin to monetize your audience a lot more effectively than just running a coupon code every once in a while. Trust me, these are 5 strategies that are going to really increase your following as well as sales and really get you a targeted customer base that most social media strategies out there aren't focused around. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you later.